In Congress, lawmakers often band together in a caucus to draw attention to a particular theme or issue. You've probably heard of the Out of Iraq Caucus and the Congressional Black Caucus. There's also a bike caucus, a congressional wine caucus, even a congressional wind hazard reduction caucus. NPR's Andrea Seabrook investigated one caucus and found its members to be pretty wild.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
My name is Rick Wilson from the Maryland Zoo.
Who's this?
This is Sam. He's a member of our Animal Ambassador Program, keelbilled toucan.
A toucan?
Toucan. They're native of Belize. In fact, the keelbill is the national bird of Belize.
I have to say, it doesn't look or sound very happy right now.
Oh, no, he's actually enjoying this. It's
He likes drinks and schmoozing with the lawmakers.
He's used to going out on programs.
This is a reception for the Congressional Zoo and Aquarium Caucus. Sam the toucan is perched on Rick Wilson's hand. He's a beautiful black bird with a long, almost rainbow-striped beak. And he's feisty, too. Listen carefully. You'll hear Sam try to eat my microphone.
If you notice on his back here, he also has notes of...
Why did he attack the mic just then?
He'll grab anything that he can get close to.
This stately Capitol hearing room is full of lawmakers and staffers, hobnobbing and popping hors d'oeuvres. The crowd parts to allow a pink flamingo to make its gawky way across the red carpet. And a giant South American porcupine munches on a fat corn on the cob. Over near the tanks of snakes, Steve Saro of Maryland's Salisbury Zoo holds a tiny brown owl with only one eye.
This is a saw-whet owl. This little girl was injured by a car, so she's missing her right eye, and she's what's called a non-releasable rehab bird.
And why do you bring her here?
Well,
Congress.
Yeah, the whole idea here is to get everyone jazzed up and get some funds and interest in wildlife and wild places, preserving habitat, preserving species. And there's nothing cuter, more engaging than an animal, you know, in the presence of a congressman or a congresswoman.
There's another word for this. It's called lobbying. The Zoo and Aquarium Caucus, like most of the congressional caucuses, provides a way for outside interest groups to meet with lawmakers and try to rally their support. In this case, it seems to be working. Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey mingles with the animals.
This is about nature. It's about ensuring that each one of these wonderful creations of God are respected and put in the kinds of places that preserve them, both in a zoo or an aquarium or in their natural habitat.
We thought the Capitol Hill was already full of wild animals.
There's no question that many metaphors comparing members of Congress to particular animals and other species, even lower in the life's forms, have been successfully employed by journalists over the years.
There you have it, straight from the horse's mouth. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.